Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Now it's Ask the Expert this Tuesday afternoon. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number for your questions and your queries today. And Michelle Lawler from the Nude Wine Company is with me in studio this afternoon to talk about the common misconceptions about wine. Michelle, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How are you doing? The first one I think of, right, where should you store wine?
Great question. You should store wine sideways. First and foremost, if you are going to keep it for, I would say, anything longer than 3 or 4 months. And the reason being is that, now this is wine that's stored or that's closed with a cork. Because if you don't, if a cork, if you know, if you get a really nice bottle and you put it on your mantelpiece and you're like, this is my pride and joy, I need to show everyone who comes in what this gorgeous bottle of wine I've received is. Over a period of time, if the cork isn't in contact with liquid, it contracts.
Okay.
And then it shrinks and then air gets in. And a slightly dramatic comparison would be, imagine you left a litre of milk on your mantelpiece for a few weeks.
So
what would happen is if the cork contracts, air will get in and the wine will oxidise and it will go off and it will taste jammy and not very nice. So when you lie your wine sideways,
the liquid stays in contact
with the cork.
So for any of our listeners, Michelle, that have those lovely, beautiful little drinks trolleys or in their sitting room, or they have bottles on display and the bottle's standing upright, it needs to be on its... Throw it outside.
So whiskey needs to be upright because actually whiskey is so alcoholic it will burn through the cork. So stand your whiskey upright, lie your wine sideways.
What about champagne bubbles if anyone gets a gift?
Oh, yeah. So champagne is a great one to ask about because people always, you know, you get a nice bottle and then you put it somewhere.
I would leave that standing upright.
I would. What I would say is that actually it doesn't get better with age. So yes, you can leave it upright. But if you, for more than 3 months, I would say it's just not going to stay fresh. And unlike most wines where they might get a little bit better with age, champagne is released ready to drink. So the great thing about it is that it's ready to celebrate with. So put it in the fridge.
And the wine bottle that we need to leave lying on its side, is that for red and white?
That is for anything sealed with a cork.
Sorry, just for anything with a cork?
Yeah, so if it's a screw cap, it doesn't matter. Upside down, if you fancy.
Right, okay. But if it has a cork in it, red or white, it has to be on its side.
Yeah, on its side, just so that it stays moist and the wine doesn't oxidise.
Now, you bring me to my next listener question. 087 1400 106 is the number. What's the best type of corkscrew to use?
Oh, I would say the one that you can use nearly. I know that sounds like really simple.
Well, I got a fabulous gift of one that it's like, it's like nearly like a little, like a torch, a handheld torch that you put over the bottle.
There's a lady who developed
this. Sucks it out.
Yeah, there's a lady who's developed this product because I think it's called the wine opener.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because
does
her
exactly
mom. Yeah. It does, yeah. And her mom has arthritis and she developed it and she sells them online. They're brilliant because if you're not able to. So when I say the one that you can use without saying, sometimes like I use the one that's like a penknife. Because
I used to use that when I waitressed.
Yeah, and I'm a waitress, or I would have been a waitress. Yeah. I find them really, really easy to use. And some people, you know, the ones that look like legs and you put it in your...
That's the one I find easiest to use, actually.
Yeah, I would say, look, it literally depends
whatever
on
you
you're pumped with. Don't push the cork in.
Does a screw top wine bottle mean the wine is cheaper?
No. Years ago.
Because I prefer the wine bottle with the cork in it.
Yeah. No, it doesn't actually. What the big thing about it is that if a winemaker... seals wine with a screw cap. Generally, it's meant to be drunk young. It's not going to get better with age. Because if you seal a wine with a cork, a little bit of air or oxygen will get in, like micro oxygen, over a long period of time. So say, for example, if you like, you know, like a Rioja Crianza or a Rioja Reserva or a Bordeaux or something a bit more premium, the little bit of air that gets in over a number of years evolves the flavours from being all about the fresh fruit flavours and more about the savoury nuances in a wine. So when it's sealed with a cork, generally it's designed to age. And when it's sealed with a screw cap, generally it's designed to be drunk fresh and fruity.
So that screw top bottle that you got from your friend or a neighbour as a Christmas present or a gift that maybe you've disregarded because you thought it was a cheap bottle, in actual fact, might be a gem.
Yeah, and it's just meant to be drunk young, fresh and fruity. And that's, if I was going to a supermarket or a wine shop and I was looking for, okay, what will I look for? If I was looking for a white, I generally look for a white in a screw cap because if it's a Sauvignon or a Pinot Grigio, an Albarino, you want it to be all about those vibrant fruit flavours. If you're looking for a red, I will generally look for a red that's as old as possible.
Now, question that's come in quite frequently here today since I mentioned, Michelle, that you were going to be with us. Does wine go out of date?
No, but it does lose its vibrancy. So, for example, a Sauvignon, in theory, it should be certainly one that, like a New Zealand one or like an everyday style one. That one is meant to be, if it says a year on it, like 2024, which is probably what you'll see on the shelves now. For a Sauvignon Blanc, a Pinot Grigio, an Albarino, they're not going to get better after 2 or 3 years. They're just going to lose the fruit. Whereas a red does get better with age, generally.
Now, this texter has a bottle of Moët for 12 years.
Uh-oh.
Right? They're wondering, would it still be okay to use for a celebration or is it out of date?
I would say the only way to know is to put it in the fridge, bring it down to fridge temperature and try it out. There's a date generally on champagne bottles called a degorgement date. And that is the date at which the master champagne, like a winemaker, would have taken out the temporary cork and sealed it for release. And if that wine is 12 years old, we're looking at 2013, maybe 2012. So there should be a date like DG or degorgement or something like that on that bottle of Moët that will determine how old that is, if you're not sure or if it got moved around over the years. I would say it's definitely not going to get any better.
Right. Okay.
And that, read into that what you will.
Right. Okay. 087 1400 106, the WhatsApp number. This texter says, I've heard that the heavier the wine bottle, the better the wine is. Any truth to that?
There is an investment, I would say, if you're going to, like, because wine, there's a cost to the glass, and cheaper bottles might cost 50p or 50 cent, whereas more expensive ones might cost up to €1, €1.50. So if you're going to invest in the weight of the glass, they maybe want it to age a little bit longer. I would say not always. Sometimes it's style over substance.
Hang on. I always heard that, you know, when you lift up the wine bottle, right?
Yeah.
And at the bottom of it, that if it has a little hole or the little hollow, if you can feel that at the under the wine bottle, that meant it was a really good wine.
No, it's generally that it's a wine meant for a little bit of aging. So no, it's not that it's nonsense. It kind of signifies towards the fact that it's a good wine. But like, I remember someone telling me that they thought it was because it was to help the waiter pour the wine. Which I know, yeah.
Right.
So there's a few different.
So for a white bottle of wine, then, that you don't think that doesn't require aging, if it's a flat bottle, what does that mean?
Well, that will generally be, from experience, it might be something like a Riesling. So generally that dent will also be used to gather some sediment. And by sediment, I mean, do you ever have a bottle of wine and when you get to the end of the bottle and there's like red sand? I don't know how else you might describe it.
The gritty bits. Yeah.
And look, they're not bad for you, but when you drink them, it does taste like drinking sand. And in actual fact, one of the benefits of that indent is that it will gather the sediment into it. And that only happens if your wine is older.
Yeah.
Chateauneuf du Pape is a great example of wines where someone has tried that and they'll have that, or maybe a Rioja.
Now, texter says, please ask Michelle which new world countries are making the best wines, because my husband is convinced that French wine is the only wine.
There are so many people who also believe that French wine is the only wine.
The other one I think of, like, is New Zealand Marlborough region, Sauvignon. Like, Do actual wine experts, do you rate that at all, or is...
Oh no, you've asked me a question I don't really want to answer. I wouldn't drink them that often, but
right,
I did vintage in New Zealand in 2008 and I drank a lot of it to the point where it's a bit like, do you remember years ago you might the Malibu and Coke effect and then you'd never drink it again?
Yeah.
So it's a little bit like that. But no, what I would say is the quality of wines coming out of New Zealand and Australia is really, really huge. A huge improvement. Whereas years ago, if you remember, do you remember the old yucky Chardonnays that tasted like disgusting vanilla?
Yeah.
They don't make them anymore, really.
Really?
And so what was happening was people thought, okay, Chardonnay sells, which is a French grape. Cabernet sells, a French grape. Shiraz sells a French grape. So they just threw them everywhere without finding which are the best sites to make the nicest expression of it. Whereas now they have that. Okay. Whereas years ago, like, you know, it's still ingrained in my brain how gross those vanilla Chardonnays are.
Yeah. If a wine has a slight fizzy taste or sensation, asks this texter, does that mean it's gone off in some way?
This is a great question. Most likely that person is having maybe a Vinho Verde from Portugal. I'd be curious to know what they're referring
to. If you're still listening, let us know, please.
A Vinho Verde from Portugal or maybe a Riesling. And what happens is sometimes it's historical or stylistic, which it is at Vinho Verde, where they'll actually put in a little bit of, like a little squirt. it's not definitely not a technical winemaking term, of sulfur dioxide to give it that little, they would, if you were doing your wine exams, when I would have done them and you say, oh, I detect a little prickle is how you might say about that wine. And what that is just to make it a little bit fresher. And they might add it into Australian Rieslings as well. If you're having a red wine and it's sealed with a regular cork closure and it's fizzy, there is a problem.
Listener here must have had a big birthday. I have a couple of bottles of Moët from over a year ago. They've been standing up in a press. Will they be okay to drink?
Yeah, what I would definitely do with them is if you're lie them sideways for the moment, keep the cork moist because you don't want that air to get in. And right. Then they're not going to get any better. There's probably a degorgement date if they had heard the previous comments of, you know, when was it bottled for release? Again, 2 years is probably when you think, okay, that's Max. It's definitely, yeah. Put them in the fridge.
1994, is it a Margaux?
Okay, yeah.
Well, should I drink it? Should we use it now or save it?
I would find a special occasion between now and Christmas and open it.
Right.
And have a backup just in case it doesn't taste nice.
Okay. Are wines in little bottles, oh God, the quarter bottle in the pub, are they just as good as other wines in bigger bottles, asks this listener?
From experience,
no.
They generally, it's actually really expensive to produce them if you think of the ratio of liquid to glass. Whereas people think, oh, it's smaller, it should be cheaper. They're actually more expensive to produce. So if you're, you know, at home and you think, okay, I only want to have a glass of wine one evening, maybe opt for a half bottle and
very, very hard to get
even half bottle.
Quarter bottle, you know, like nice quarter bottles. Very difficult to get.
It's impossible. If you found one, let me know. I will happily list it on our website.
Yeah.
We actually have a big list of half bottles on our website because so many people want to just have one glass.
Yeah, just the one and the bottle. Actually, just on that, Dexter, wondering, you know, is a bottle of wine, will it keep for more than 3 days or...?
Okay, number one rule, if you're not going to finish your bottle, regardless of white or red, put it in the fridge because wine is like milk. It's perishable. It will go off. Even if it's your red wine and you leave it on the counter, the fact that it's at room temperature, it will oxidize quicker. So put it in the fridge. Put the cork back on it. If you can't fit the cork back in, put a bit of cling film on it, make it airtight, put it in the fridge, and then it will help it last longer. There's a few variables in it. And then if you want it for your red wine, for example, after day three, take it out, pour it into your glass, let it come to room temperature and it should be okay.
And finally, this texter says, I have a bottle of Dom Perignon 1990 vintage. Should I keep, drink or sell it?
You probably won't be able to sell it.
Why would that be worth?
It's very cool, very rare, very difficult to find. This person has something very, very lovely. You probably won't be able to sell it because a lot of times you need provenance, proof of where it was stored.
I'd love to know where they got that.
Oh, it's lovely. And I would say hundreds for the value of that. And I think, again, find a lovely reason to open it and have a backup just in case it ain't gorge.
Michelle Lawler from the Nude Wine Company. Michelle, thanks a million for coming in to answer all our listener questions today about how to spot and find a good wine.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.